Hello, I'm Lucy Townsend, and I'm going to talk about the sport of base jumping. Base is an acronym for the four types of objects that base jumpers launch from. The B stands for buildings. In fact, people often associate the sport with jumping from skyscrapers, as that attracts media attention. The A is for antennas, or aerials, and the S for spans, generally bridges. The E is earth, nature, I guess you could say. Jumping off cliffs, for example. Doing that gives me an incredible rush. Mountaintops are often used, too. You have to be brave for that. I learned to skydive before attempting base jumping. Most people do. There are similarities between them, and as skydiving is considered safer, it makes sense to start there. You wear a parachute for both, but that doesn't mean the sensation's the same. With base jumping, you go straight from standing still to falling, so you get the same feeling as when you speed down the hill of a roller coaster. When you jump from a plane, you're already in motion, so that falling sensation isn't there. It's like you're on a cloud of air. Some base jumpers wear wingsuits. These are all-in-one suits with fabric joining the legs and running from each wrist to the waist. These fill with air once jumpers are airborne, allowing them to control their direction. Wingsuit flyers can reach speeds of 125 miles per hour, but they have to keep adjusting their body position to maintain their speed. If they slow down, they'll start to lose altitude and the jump's over. I haven't jumped in one of those suits. I leave that to the more experienced base jumpers. You've probably seen them doing tricks on videos, gliding in close proximity to the structure they launched from and any surrounding structures, and even flying through arches or tunnels. These are precision moves and should only be attempted by those who've previously completed a considerable number of standard base jumps. Otherwise, the risk's too great. When you look back at the equipment base jumpers used in the early days, it's clear it was designed for use with other sports. It wasn't particularly compact, for example. Given that base jumpers generally have their helmets, body armor, and everything else with them as they climb up to the barely accessible leap point, this is a major consideration, and the main reason why the gears changed as the sports become more popular. Now, moving on to the fact that the wind speeds...